Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 45 for Saturday, December 5th, 2009. Keeping it dry. This episode of TWiF is brought to you by the new Ford Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music search, and turn-by-turn navigation. All voice activated from Ford Sync. For more details and to enter to win a free Nano or Zune, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another sexy edition of This Week in Fun. I'm Sarah Lane. Martin Sargent, how the hell are you?
Sarah?
What?
Life is a joy.
Well, it certainly is for you lately. I mean, we were off last week, so it's been 2 weeks since everyone has had a new episode of This Week in Fun, and people have been crying and moaning and whining about it, but you kind of
had... Not me! I haven't been doing any crying or moaning. No, sir.
You kind of had a crazy week. What happened?
Well...
Yes?
I found a cool new website.
Oh, really? Is it about Florida or Japan?
No, I got engaged. I did.
You got engaged to a wonderful woman, Molly McDonald, that we
Isn't
all know and love.
Doll?
Demo Girl or Malzy on Twitter, as she's known around the internet. And you guys got engaged. So what, I mean, how does this... See, I don't know anything about the engagement and the marriage and the this and that. You know, it's for grown-ups. So how did this all happen? How did it come about? You know, you just felt like
what
you were
mean,
ready
how
to...
did it happen? How did it come about?
Is it going to be a shotgun wedding? Is that what's going on? You can tell everybody.
She's going to have octuplets.
Oh, that's sweet.
She's huge already.
Well, it's you probably
I didn't
just
know you could get pregnant in your ass, but she's got like, it's crazy.
Sorry, Molly.
It actually I meant is a that in my
thing for your impending union. It really is. Not that you guys are going to do anything differently. You already live together. What's going to change?
Besides just being
just more in love.
Happier and happier. Molly? Yeah.
Exactly the same, just better. Exactly the same, but you put a ring on it.
Well, how does that Beyonce song go? I love that
you
song.
Like, you should have put a ring on it.
That's it. That's the one. Anyway.
You put a ring on it, and now she's
joy.
Not a single lady.
I put a ring. I put a huge rock on it. That's what I did.
Yeah, it walks into a room before she does. Good work,
it's
buddy.
Unbelievable. It's got its own zip code.
It's outlandish.
Because, you know, I'm a big, rich TV star. I can afford to do that kind of stuff.
Well,
you've had an exciting couple weeks, too. Talk about love.
I don't know what that means. If you mean self-love, sure.
I'm talking about the city of love, Paris. You're going to Paris.
I thought it was the city of lights, Paris.
Oh, yeah, it's that. I was just trying to cover
it. It's a romantic place.
You are going to Paris on Sunday? France?
I've got France! I did it all for the It's
With
audience, too, just so we can say France.
What this means is my contention that you would essentially follow Kevin Rose anywhere on earth is true.
He's not going.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, he is not. I know this for a fact because I'm borrowing his camera.
He was supposed to? Oh, really?
Yes. It's got a big, long lens, too.
I'll bet it does.
No, he's not going, as far as I know. A lot of other people are, though. It's a conference in Paris.
Why are you going? Web.
What's that?
Why are you going to this thing?
Well, it's a tech conference.
You live in San Francisco. Why you got all the way to Paris, France, for a technology conference?
All the same people hanging out, just like we do.
It's the same thing.
No, that's not true. It's obviously a much more international type of a conference. I've never been, so I can sort of talk as if I'm an expert on this particular conference. It'll be my first time. I'm a Le Web Virgin. She made that up. I don't know if that's how you say virgin in French.
How did they come up with that name?
Le Web. Come on.
Le Web. What does that mean?
Anyway, it's a conference.
I don't speak French. What does that mean?
The Web.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I don't speak a word of French. I can say parlez-vous anglais.
See, I do speak French, and it's not fair that you're going and I'm not.
Yeah,
and I've been having to listen to you for like 2 months. I'm so sick. I'm so sick. I feel terrible. I can't go. I can't even go to work. I can't come meet you out. I am miserable. Brain tumor. Blah blah blah. Oh, by the way, I'm going to France.
All right. Let's just get the hate, get the poison out now, so we can have a pleasant show. Yes, I know. It is quite a 180. A few short weeks ago, I was afraid to go to Oakland because I was afraid that I was going to have a seizure and I'd be far from home and it would be so awful. And there's been quite a bit of good news for me in the brain department since then.
Most recently, this week, for me?
That I could fly an airplane across the Atlantic.
You do everything for me. I'm going to France.
You would think that a bestie, a best friend would be happy for me to be able to go to France and eat the croissant. And drink the champagne and the escargot. You're just jealous as usual. But
I'm gonna be drinking champagne on Sunday, I think.
Will you? I don't actually get there till Monday. I leave here on Sunday and then it's long fly, got a connection. It's probably gonna be a pain in the rear. But yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to crack open a bottle of 95 Dom Perignon.
I don't know why you haven't opened that thing yet. You've had it for about 10
years. I've been waiting for a special occasion. Paul Block got me that bottle when Unscrewed premiered. I haven't had a special occasion since then.
What about getting engaged?
That's why I'm opening it.
Oh, I see. And you guys are going to drive up the coast and do kind of like a little romantic hot tub weekend and how fun. I got to find me somebody to get engaged with. Then they'll, I'll be like happy all the time and stuff. Look at you. You're positively glowing. Maybe that's just your yellow shirt. I'm not sure. Look at him. That's a look of a happy dude. I'm very excited.
Act. Help me.
So I get to go to France, wear a beret and you get married. It's whatever.
Help me. Go to France. Ram a baguette up your butt. Have fun. Let's do the show.
Sure.
Let's do the show. Because this show, this is so much better. I was watching this other show right before this one came. I was like, was that Dr. Kiki and some guy talking about some science fiction Leo? My ears were bleeding.
Oh, my eyes were bleeding.
Unbelievable. I mean, I can't even believe I'm embarrassed that I'm have a show on the same network as these people.
Well, they go on and on as if anyone cares
about tech. It's all about tech. I mean, how much can you talk about repartitioning? How many times can you update your kernel?
Endlessly, apparently, according to Steve Gibson.
According to Steve Gibson, exactly. And I've had
it. Steve Gibson isn't speaking for us anymore, Martin. I say we take back the night, we take back the network, and we do the show that we were born to do. That's TWIF.
Oh.
Why? Because it's fun.
Oh, I hate Steve Gibson.
You know what's great about this is I keep waiting for the day that we hear from Steve Gibson either. Number one,
he's
not
so
funny.
Far above this.
Or number two, you guys are funny. But it's just nothing. It's just radio silence because
he's gonna be so confused.
Way above us.
He's not a man you want to trifle with either.
No. I mean, Steve, we believe your security is important. We do.
Yeah, every day. We want to hear about security.
Just envious of your security.
Download Spin Right. Shields up.
Nothing's better than Norton antivirus. That's what my mom always told me. Just a little Norton antivirus and your life is cool. You don't need to talk about security or atoms colliding or science. Just keep the malware out and you're good to go.
Speaking of speaking of getting married, all right. I guess what I did, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I did good, especially compared to someone over in Japan. Did you read about this story about this guy who just got married in Japan?
Well, he technically, there he is. I guess you could call it marriage, although it's a little unconventional.
Very unconventional. Look at the guy, first of all.
He's wearing a real smart suit. I think the tie is a little big, but, you know, he could have a lot going for him, except for the fact that he married a virtual woman. It's almost worse than, like, that woman who married the cow a couple years back or whatever that was.
A virtual woman.
The only show is actually a real thing.
Angasaki. She's a fictional video game character from the Nintendo DS dating simulator Love Plus.
How do you consummate that marriage, I wonder?
You know what he did after the he actually had a real priest. He said, and they said, you may now kiss the bride. He actually performed...
Oral.
See that word on his Nintendo DS.
See you? Why do we have to use that word?
I'm talking about cunnilingus, not that word.
Oh. I thought you meant the other one. Well, you say see you, I immediately think of the shorter version.
You don't perform that word.
Well, I thought you were being crazy. Cunnilingus. It's a horrible word. It's just Latin. Well, it sounds gross. It sounds like there's a lot of tongue.
Well, fellatio sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah. At least it does to one of us. Mm-hmm.
See, these are not bad words.
No, these are real Latin words, people.
Very erudite.
So this guy got married.
This kind of thing seems to happen in Japan often, actually. And this is not the first time. There's somebody married like an anime character a few years ago. Might have been the same guy.
All kidding aside, it's so weird. I mean, what do his parents think? He married a virtual character. I mean, he must be an odd
person. He looks like
a
young Asian Liza Minnelli.
He looks like... I mean, if I saw him on the street, I wouldn't say that looks like the kind of guy... Liza Minnelli? I mean, maybe they have the same hair. I don't really see much of a resemblance otherwise.
The young Asian Liza Minnelli.
But how...
Who I think is great.
Liza, of course. Who doesn't love Liza?
Genius. Sweet woman.
She's a wonderful gal.
She's a true talent.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Cabaret?
Have I seen Cabaret? Yeah.
When have I not watched Cabaret at night? We married a virtual woman.
I need to go to sleep every night.
He probably has intimacy issues with real people.
So this
feels like a safe thing.
I mean, really, is it that bad, though? I mean,
I don't find it offensive.
People fall in love with porn stars.
Okay, but those are actual people.
They're actual people, but they're never going to have a true relationship. You ever go to like a pornography convention in Las Vegas, for example, like an adult con? It's unbelievable.
The people waiting
in line to meet like a Jesse Jane or something like that, like... It's really creepy because they think that they know. They do. They think they know these people. They've been doing horrible things to these people. A lot.
I do feel like if you are a porn star, and you've got regular work, it would be somewhat difficult to maintain a normal relationship. And I think that a lot of them.
That's why porn stars always marry other people in the business.
Because they understand each other.
I'm sure you read about this. It's been all over the news today. Another thing about marriage here.
Marriage!
Over in England, this couple decided to make some pornography tapes of themselves to pay for their marriage.
Ooh.
Thus far, they've only made like £1,300. Molly said that she saw... a photo of this couple on the Today Show or something this morning.
Are they good looking?
Working out. No.
Oh, well, that's part of porn. You know, there's some porn that...
What did they say, Molly?
there's some porn that just shouldn't be made.
Wait, hold on. What?
Like a porn with you.
Sorry, like, they said they look like they're from World War II.
What does that even mean?
Like an old,
people
like,
in, you know, dead in trenches?
Like an old...
They wear
like, uniforms? You know, the messed up English teeth and like...
Oh, I see.
Fat.
Well, you know, good for them. Weddings, I know this firsthand, are very expensive. And in many ways, you're a real racket. So good for them to try to come up with some clever and unusual ways to pay for a very nice affair for their family and friends.
Yeah, they want to go on a dream honeymoon to Mexico.
By the way, 1,300 pounds is, you know, it's...
That might do it right there. You get to Mexico. I don't know about France. How much is that going to cost you? Jesus.
I just go in the channel, Marty. So
easy. Do you have to pay to get into the web?
No, but I have to pay to, you know, be there for 8 days. We are staying in a pimp pad, though. It's
ridiculous. Do you have to take off work?
What's that?
Or do you have to take off work from current, or is this?
Well, because part of it is work. I mean, you know, I'm not going to be working nonstop for 8 days. You know, I'm going over 2 weekends, so it's partly work, partly play. But during the conference itself, yeah, I'm actually going to be working. It's not
yeah,
like
I've seen you working at conferences.
You know,
you get a lot done.
There are a lot of people who
this
might be watching.
Such cock.
At least pretend. You're cock.
Ugh. It sickens me.
You sicken
Je
me.
Je suis malade.
I don't know what that means. I don't speak French. But I bet it means one croissant, please. So I got my passport today. I realized 2 days ago that when I went on my year-long trip, I had this passport that I had gotten in... You know, 1997, is that right? 2007? Yeah. So it expired about a month after we got back. So the timing worked out really well. And of course, when we got back, it was kind of a while before I needed to leave the country again. Which happens to be this Sunday. I haven't left the country in over 2 years, 2.5 years, almost three, really, which is crazy because you know how much I like traveling.
Last time you left, you got worms in your brain.
Parasites.
Whatever.
Well, yes, tapeworms.
Now you're going again.
Still there. They're just dead.
So
cool.
Gross.
It just makes me. It makes me just all that more unique. That's kind of what I like about it. This is actually kind of a source of pride.
You are disgusting. You're gross.
Well, you know what? We can't all be in love and engaged. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. The rest of us go to Paris. Anyway, a couple days ago, I realized my passport was long expired, and I thought, holy SH, I'm screwed. And turns out, it's not really that hard to get another passport within 48 hours.
You can do that expedited thing.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't free, about $135. In fact, it was exactly $135. But I got my new passport, and they let me keep my old one. Which I'm excited about because it has so many cool, you know, stamps and visas and stuff from the places that I've already been.
Let me see the new photo. Can you do that without revealing any privileged information? You don't have to.
There's anything privileged on here. Well, this is my old one, though. My new one's upstairs at my desk.
Oh, forget it. When's the last time you smoked pot?
God. I tried that once in high school. Didn't inhale. Didn't like it.
No.
Terrible. It's illegal, so.
It's illegal and it'll rot your brain.
Yeah. Well, it's legal for some people who have anxiety issues, something I don't know anything about.
It's very easy to get a marijuana prescription in California.
Yeah, just say you get headaches.
For example, I actually know somebody who got a marijuana prescription by saying that they get so anxious when they run out of marijuana. It's true. It's true. So they needed a prescription so that they cut down on their anxiety.
Oh, that's great. I wonder if we're talking about the same or thinking of the same person. It's possible. I don't...
like pretty much everyone we know, I think. Well,
a lot of people we know have marijuana
prescriptions. It's a little different. The drug laws are a bit different in Ohio.
Ohio. Now, I don't know much about this Ohio you speak of.
You have to take a little bit more care when you're smoking a doob in Ohio. Whereas, like, in San Francisco, you can literally get in more trouble with the law for smoking a cigarette than smoking a reefer. Right?
Is Ohio technically the U.S. or is it Canada? Because it's up there real high.
It's sort of the United States, but...
It's the United States. It's on a lake.
None of us are really all that proud of it.
There's some Quakers or whatever in Ohio. I don't know. You're from up in that region. You would know a lot more than I would.
There's Amish. There's Shakers.
Shakers. The Shakers. Maybe that was what I was looking for. Shakers and the Quakers. That's Ohio.
People think that there's just Amish in Pennsylvania. Now they're everywhere.
They're
all over the place.
I think there are a lot of Amish in California. I don't think there are any.
Anyway, somebody made a donation to a Goodwill store.
Yeah.
It was like a water jug. It was like it's kind of a nice...
It's a Goodwill thing to do.
Yeah, you get rid of this thing. It's taking up a lot of room. So they get it in there, and they're taking a look at it, trying to figure out a price. They open up the water jug. Well, guess what they estimated the price to be after they open it up?
Well, I already know because I've read the article.
About $1,500 because it was full of pot.
Yes.
Full of pot.
Huffington Post, good article. So this is what, you have to wonder.
It's got to be really high to donate by mistake $1,500 worth of pot.
How do you know it was by mistake? Maybe he really thinks that more people should be smoking and he's trying to share with the less fortunate.
There's better ways of going about it.
It's a waste of pot. That's what it is.
It's a huge waste of pot.
It's just a big old waste of pot. There are a lot of people with anxiety who need that pot.
I saw a photo of the pot in question. It was swaggy. So maybe they just wanted to get rid of it. It was real Mexican brickweed.
Oh, it's the worst smelling pot ever.
Which,
you know, you see people on the street and you get a whiff, Sarah, and you go, oh, those poor people, they don't have good connections. They have to smell that.
Some people I know prefer to smoke Mexican brickweed over, you know, Humboldt County. And I'll tell you why.
That's not true. Nobody does.
Yes, they do. And here's why. I have this on good authority. They say that they prefer the Mexican brickweed, A, because maybe that's what they grew up on, and B, because when you smoke the Humboldt or something like that, it's like, when you smoke the Mexican brickweed, they say, it's like just a little bit of background music. Just a little bit of background music, all right? When you smoke the Humboldt, it's like a full-on orchestra blaring in your head. And therefore, they
color me crazy, but I like a night at the opera.
Yeah,
you know, I don't need a little, you know, just a little pokey poke. Hey, Sarah, are you having a good time? I want somebody to hit me, punch me in the face.
Yeah, just ram you right upside the head with a trombone. That's what they do.
Just hit me in the head repeatedly with the trombone until I fall over. That's what I'm asking for. I've got $5. What can we do here? I don't believe that.
I mean, it's like having a Pavarotti in your head.
So the Goodwill store obviously did not.
No, they had to give it to the police. And the police said, hey, you know, if anyone wants to come in and claim this, please do. We'll give it back to you. I think it's a trap.
How many of those times that pot is seized by the authorities, do you think that some of the police officers pinch off a little something for themselves?
They do.
They say that they like go out back and burn it, whatever, but is anybody really like supervising?
What's your favorite strain of opera music?
I mean, we should say at this point that marijuana is, unless you have a medical marijuana license, illegal. And of course, we are just joking.
And it's poison.
It is. Well, it's not good for your lungs. People go, oh, it's so medicinal. I mean, you're still smoking things in your lungs.
Poison.
Right?
It's poison.
terrible and illegal.
Especially for kids. Especially for kids. I'm serious about this.
Yeah, of course. The earlier you start, the worse off you're going to be later on. Wow. We haven't talked this much about marijuana ever.
Well, you got to warn
on or off camera.
It's awful stuff.
How do you feel about porn?
How do I feel about porn? I think we were talking about porn earlier. It is an exploitation of women.
Oftentimes, I agree.
It is a demeaning portrayal of women, and I think that it is wrong. I don't think that anyone has any business doing it, not only for the people in it, but the people looking at it. There's nothing good about pornography.
However, that said, you've watched a lot of porn.
As an internet expert and one who has made a living being an expert about the internet, of course, the adult industry is a large part of the online experience. So as a scholar,
like
as academic, it, of course, was incumbent upon me to research pornography.
Martin, you watch porn. It's fine. Lots of other people do. In fact, there was a study.
Yeah, there was. Did this make me feel better about myself.
Well, apparently they're trying to figure out... Well, I don't even know what the study was about because studies are studies, but...
The study was intended to see how to compare the views of men in their 20s. One group who had never viewed pornography before and another group who had viewed pornography before. And how would these people, you know, they do a study of the brain or whatever and see how they react when confronted with pornography.
Socially, how did they differ? The whole thing.
The study was scientifically impossible to render. Dr. Kiki couldn't have put this one together.
Because there simply aren't any men in their 20s who haven't at least watched a little porn.
They could not find one person, not one man in their 20s who had not watched pornography.
They needed to go out into the brush, find some people without, you know, internet connections and...
Well, I mean, there's other ways. When I was a boy, we didn't have internet.
You had the nudie mags.
Yeah.
So you just looked at the static shot and thought, A and B,
let me tell you,
I see how this is all going.
That was, if you were could score one of those magazines when you're 14, 15, wow.
14, 15, you're still looking at nudie magazines? Come on.
Whatever, 12, 13, I don't remember. I wasn't a little whore like you, all right?
Listen, Sebastopol's a magical place, okay? I'm going to say about that.
I told you my amazing little trick, how I scored a dirty magazine when I was younger, right?
You told me, but maybe you'd like to tell the good folks at home.
Here's what I did. Bear with me.
This is great, by the way.
I wrote a letter, a fake letter, that was said it was from a professor at a local college, Brockport State University. And I said that due to budget cuts, the art department would no longer be able to afford nude models. And therefore, they're asking all the art students to bring in a nude magazine to bring in. And use it as the models.
And that just kind of tape it up there.
Because there were some students in the class who were still in high school but were advanced art students. This letter was like asking for permission from the porn shop owner to sell us younger people the magazines. And the guy, I show him the letter, he goes, smoking a cigar. He's like, "You got one hell of a teacher, kid." And I walked out with one. Oh my God.
Now, was it like a Playboy or like a hardcore kind of?
No, it was like Club International or something. I don't know. Nobody would have any business like drawing any of this stuff.
I applaud your effort. I really do. I mean, only you would come up with something so elaborate and like weird.
Brilliant.
Didn't your dad have something in the garage?
You know, just no, like, are you kidding me? My dad actually could have like been part of this study if he was in his 20s. Guarantee. I guarantee you.
Mr. Sergeant.
I am certain that man has never looked at it. He might be listening right now.
You're certain? 100%?
Yes.
100%.
Well, I don't know. He is spending a lot of time on the internet lately.
Mr. Sergeant Senior, maybe not living the clean life you thought he once was.
He's in his 80s, though.
Jesus.
I know.
Wow. 80s.
80s.
Can you imagine being in your 80s? I want to know. I mean, I'm already, things are, gravity is unkind. I want to be 80.
Can you imagine being in your 80s and having never looked at pornography in your life and all of a sudden you get an internet connection?
I don't know if you even care at that point.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, assuming that you've done the deed in real life, you probably just, you know, they just look like a bunch of kids.
I don't want to think about it. I want to move on to the next story.
Fine. Nobody's stopping you.
Terrible.
What, am I holding a gun to your head?
I want to go back over to Japan and Asia because there's been a lot of really good information coming out of Asia this week.
There always is.
Specifically, let's go back to Japan, shall we? Those crazy little guys. A new Japanese invention. The inventors claim that they have solved the problem of men peeing on toilet seats. Do you think this is a problem, Sarah?
Yeah, I do. When we worked at Revision 3, there was pee all over the seat all the time. Guys weren't even putting up the seat.
No, they weren't. And I'm going to go ahead. I walked into that bathroom several times, and the seat was down. And the person
there
pissed,
was urine all
and there
over
was dribble on the seat. And I'm going to name names.
Don't you dare.
Patrick Norton.
No, stop it right now. Patrick Norton would not pee on a seat.
And I'll tell you something else. Prager used to streak the bull up real bad.
Oh, God. Enough. I don't need to know this about my friends. Crazy person? Poor Prague. Sorry, Praggy. It's Martin's fault. I said he shouldn't name names. At Revision 3, the seat was usually, it was either up, and there were lots of emails that used to go around with the women saying, hey guys, because we all shared two bathrooms, they're unisex. Hey guys, can you just put the seat down when you're done? You know, like you would do at home with your wife.
It's simple.
And nobody ever would, or they would just pee all over the seat. You couldn't win. And it was,
well, you know, it wasn't me, Sarah, because as you know, I pee sitting down.
I don't know why everybody doesn't.
Because it's Molly makes me.
Well, you don't pee on the seat. So
when we started dating, she said she would not date me unless I started peeing sitting down.
Well, it's comfortable. You know, you can sit there and kind of ponder. The moon, just hanging out for about 30 seconds.
What am I getting myself into?
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't even know what we're talking about really anymore.
Oh.
Are we actually doing a show?
And I'm not even allowed when I'm in there. So, she's handing me the ring.
It's over.
It's over. It's not like when I go in, I don't even bring in a laptop to the bathroom.
Ew, who does that?
I don't do that. I don't do that.
No, no, no. That's like the Seinfeld episode where that book was cursed because it had been in a bathroom. That's the way I feel about tech. I don't bring my iPhone in there. I don't think that, I don't know. I just don't want, ew, new. I can barely brush my teeth in the same room as a toilet. No laptops. No laptops allowed. But guys do. It's the new newspaper. Right? What are you doing?
Remember that time at Revision 3? Right when I started working there, I walked into the server room and I found Chuck, the IT guy.
Don't say it. Stop.
Crapping in a FedEx box.
This is not true. Okay, this is not true. Although we did pull one over on Jeff Rizzo for a good hour.
Like his legs were all quivering and he was like...
Martin, stop it. Some of this stuff should just be kept, you know, between
us. I was like, is it a cultural thing?
This did not happen. Chuck is a very nice man and a new father and husband.
Is he? No, Chuck's one of the... Chuck's one of the best guys I know, actually.
Yeah.
FedEx, UPS, no. Regardless.
Yeah, I mean, go
Brown.
That.
Go Brown.
Enough. Well, I mean, we do talk about poo a lot on the show, so it's fine, I guess.
What can Brown
I'm in IRC
do?
Chat today. What's the matter with me? Should be in there talking to the folks to see how disgusted they are today. Give them a week off. Now we're going balls to the wall, bitches. IRC.twit.tv. Oh, man. So,
What were we talking about? Oh, so the Japanese invention.
Oh, yeah. Peeing on toilet seats.
They invented this thing called, they call it the Angel's Knee Pillow. The Angel's Knee Pillow. And what it is, do we have a photo of that, Colleen?
Yeah, it's up.
Is it up? Is it up? All right.
Yeah, it's up.
It's like this little thing. It's like a church when you kneel down to pray on. What do you call those things? What do you call those things you kneel down to pray on? It's like that. Oh, you're supposed to pee when you're kneeling down, so you're in closer range. You're in closer range of the bowl, so you're less apt to splatter the seat.
Okay. Couldn't you just pee sitting down? I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Frankly, Sarah,
yes.
I do not know if I could pee kneeling. I mean, this probably has to use like a whole set of different muscles.
Pee kneeling. Yes, that is an interesting, I mean, right. I've got a whole different set of, there would be complications, but you know, squatting, you know, we've all been camping. Things happen. Squatting, but kneeling, different.
Totally
I think you probably
different.
Could.
If you think had I could to. Do it?
I mean, I don't want to know particularly, but I think you probably could.
Hold on.
If you had to. Mind over matter.
Hold on.
Strong.
Let's see here.
Just get down there and urinate
a little
bit.
I could do this.
Yeah. It's probably good for your core.
I can get used to this.
Kind of a Pilates type of a thing.
You're probably good. You spent enough time on your knees.
Praying.
Yeah.
Praying that one day you'll grow up. You're right. Gonna get on my knees after this show and just pray that next week I'm maybe just a little less drug through the mud. All this judgment, my character, relentless. I have a lot of dirt on you too, you know.
What do you got on me?
I have stuff. I'm just too nice. I prefer to congratulate you on your impending nuptials rather than make fun of you publicly on an internet forum.
I'm enjoying it.
Anyway,
I don't think that this product is going to work very well. That's all I'm saying. I mean, if this was the TechCrunch 50s, this would be about number 49. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Zing. now we're just getting insidery, and we're just going to upset. Yeah,
no one's ever heard of TechCrunch. Oh, I see where you're going with that.
Oh, come on. Don't act. Don't just stop. Let's act like we're doing a show, okay? And not bickering like a couple of teens.
Let's go across the sea to China. I'm done with Japan for a minute. Let's go to China.
Let's cross
like
the sea.
I like this idea.
The old Chinese democratic nation.
I like
Hello,
this idea.
China.
Here. Chinese company, I believe they're in Shanghai. They provide a love-based welfare program. That means, let's say you're working at this company and you, your boyfriend or your girlfriend leaves you and you're heartbroken. You get days off from work. Everyone every year gets a couple days.
Because you have a broken heart.
Because you have a broken heart.
Oh, I think three that's really days, sweet.
Well, if you get divorced, you get 3 days paid leave. If you're single and you're a woman in your 20s, you get 2 days. A woman in your 30s, for whom it's tougher, they say.
Yeah.
3 days.
Biological clock ticking and all. 3 days? Yeah. I mean,
I think so.
But first, I thought this seemed like a kind of a cool idea because, boy, does a heartache hurt. I'll tell you what, I've had a few. And it really does suck, and you feel terrible, and you really are sick. You're sick. You're sick to your stomach, at least, right? And you're crying, and you're snotty. But 3 days is a little insulting, especially for a woman of a certain age.
So you're saying that's not enough? 3 days.
I mean, you're just starting to up the stocking factor in those first 3 days about, you know, being scorned and all that stuff. I don't think 3 days is enough.
Stocking factor? What?
I don't know. No, I'm not a stalker.
Stocking.
What'd you think I said?
Stocking.
Oh, like nylons?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, I got to put those nylons on.
Yeah.
I'm single, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my nylons and go out on North Beach.
Yeah. Put on the hooker pumps and my nylons. fetch myself a CEO.
There you go, CEO.
CEO. Never dated a CEO.
I like this idea.
About getting time off work for a heartache?
Yeah.
I like the idea, but I don't think they've thought it through enough. Everyone's different. I don't think 3 days is reasonable. I guess
but it's more than any other company gives you.
You could do a lot of bonbon eating and feeling sorry for yourself for 3 days straight and probably
come
out
on a serious bender for 3 days.
Feeling okay. Yeah.
You could go on a serious bender. It doesn't say anything in this article about how much time men get off. I think that men...
Oh, they don't need anything.
At least me, because I'm a really sensitive and artistic type. I take it harder than most women. You know this. You've seen me at my worst.
I have seen you very, very... very crushed, very trampled on, heart in a million pieces. It's true. You know what? You would need more than 3 days, I think.
You know what? Instead of giving you 3 days off or anything like this when you get in a broken heart, you know what I think would be the one thing that would probably make me feel better?
What?
The new Ford Sync.
Now, what, pray tell, is this?
The Ford Sync?
Some sort of fancy gadget?
It's a fancy gadget that, get this, it goes in your car.
Wait,
it goes in your car. You use your voice, Sarah. This is amazing. Talk about Japanese, Chinese inventions and everything. This. This is the future. You use your voice to change the radio, you know, do the calls. Find the podcast stuff, all of it, all the electronic stuff, all the electronic stuff that you do in your car that is dangerous to do without something like the Ford Sync. You do it with the Ford Sync.
So this is a hands-free,
and it changes your life.
Technological gadget. And it goes in your car. You can make calls.
Yeah.
You can change the music.
Yeah.
And more. You say, dial Leo Laporte.
Dial Leo Laporte.
And when he hangs up on you, dial Leo Laporte. And you can do that pretty much for the rest of the day. Till his wife answers and says, please stop that, Sarah. It's not funny anymore.
You could say, dial Leo Laporte, and your Ford Sync will just automatically dial the number 707. Just kidding, Leo. I'm not going to give out your number.
my God. Nice ad, Marty.
The Ford Sync is amazing on its own, but we have a little offer for you. If you guys tweet out right now, Sink My Ride podcast with the hashtag.
It's pound sink my ride podcast.
Pound S-Y-N-C. Sink my ride podcast. You're going to get a chance to win. And a lot of people have been winning these things. It's pretty amazing. You can win. Wait, tell them what they can win, Sarah.
A gadget of their very own, like an iPod Nano, for example.
Correct.
Or a Zune player.
Correct.
And people have won because they've told us this. I mean, at first we were sort of like, okay, let's everybody tweet out Sink My Ride podcast, say something nice about the show or whatever you want to say, you know, if you like it.
Yeah. And, you know, like make sure you include at Martin Sargent and at Sarah Lane in there so we know, so we can track these things.
Yeah, because these are running across other shows, so it helps us kind of look better. I mean,
you know, I think
we obviously have the best show on Twit, so
I'm actually in the market for a Ford Crown Victoria.
And you like those because you're tall and you can kind of lay back, right?
Yeah. Now, they don't really make Crown Vics anymore, so I'm probably going to have to get a used one. I think they still make Crown Vics for cab companies and police. But they don't sell them to the civilians anymore. I'm going to get one anyway. Because right now...
contacts?
I mean, I will drive... I need to drive an American car. So it's basically between the Crown Vic, the Lincoln Town Car, and the Cadillac. So that's what I'm going to do. Anyway, Sink My Ride podcast. Do it.
In all seriousness, though, the Ford Sink is a pretty cool thing.
We're extremely excited.
It sure is. Without the stink, it is just great. We're extremely thrilled that that we're able to talk about it on this show. Sink My Ride podcast. I can hear my little seismic desktop going off every 5 seconds. So I know that people are tweeting it out already. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
We rule. So does Ford Sink. Ford Sink.
I'm kind of tired of all the Asian news. I find it shocking and everything.
You said it.
I find it shocking. The Chinese, I didn't even know the Chinese got heartbreak.
I think heartbreak is the universal language.
They're like just, you know, very serious.
Well, people have feelings, even if they don't show it. Everyone
like
feels
ants. Like a society.
Everybody
of ants.
Hurts.
Sometimes. In Vietnam, though, wow, talk about heartbreak. This is just a real quick little story right here.
A man slept next
to his dead wife for 5 years.
Yikesers, that's some psycho.
Crazy. Look at that. That's the wife's body that he like wrapped in some sort of plaster. It's got a stink.
Wait a second. I mean, is she like mummified?
Yeah.
So she didn't decompose?
Apparently not. Well, you know what he did? He first of all, she was in the ground and he would sleep next to the grave. And then he dug a hole so he could actually be closer, like 6 feet under or however. I don't know how deep they.
Well, who's that other guy in the background? I mean.
That's the son. The son kisses and hugs the mom goodnight every night.
Oh, dear. Oh, goodness gracious. My goodness, sir. Sir.
55-year-old Levant from Halam.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, I feel.
It's kind of beautiful.
I don't know if beautiful is the word that I would use, but you do feel like, wow, that's really love. You know?
See, this guy here
really loves that woman.
This guy needed more than 3 days to get over this heartbreak. This is a passionate, beautiful man.
Well, passionate, yes. I don't know if sleeping with a corpse is really all that lovely. I feel for him.
I'll tell you what,
I've done it a bunch of
times.
I want him so badly to meet a nice woman on OkCupid or something so that he can, you know, he's still alive. He's got to live his life. Can't be sleeping with good. That's what, you know, the Alfred Hitchcock movies do.
I've been with a bunch of women. It may as well have been a corpse.
Me too. You know, It is so weird. You're like, we're both here. You know, put a little life into it. Yeah, so that got said. I feel for him. I feel for his son. I don't. Yeah. Who took the picture? I mean, everything about this is just bizarro to me. And the mummification? Not even, is it plaster of Paris? I mean,
I don't know how it's done.
Oh, God.
The Vietnamese man dug up his wife's body, molded it with clay into a female figure, and put it in his bed so he could hug it every night for the past 5 years.
Aww.
It's a nice story.
It's really, yeah, it's fun is what it is. Boy, is that fun. You know what? He's having more fun than he would have had he been alone.
That's right. She can't say no.
There are.
Is this considered necrophilia?
It depends on what he's doing. I think necrophilia, you have to be having sex with the corpse or wanting to. You know, the desire at least needs to be there. I think he's just looking to spoon, looking for some cuddles, cuddle party.
Hey, that's all that's really all you. That's all I ever want.
That's all I ever want.
Just a cuddle.
I don't need anything more than just a good cuddle.
Nope.
5 minutes.
Keep it dry. That's what I say.
Give me 5 minutes of cuddling. Good to go.
Keep it dry. Do you want to just go on Tweetbeat and get out of here?
Yeah. Well, wait. Don't we have what? Were you going to do another game?
I did. I wrote a whole new game, but I'm going to save it till next week because we've been going for almost an hour.
That's true.
I'm going to save it for next week.
You should save it because
it's sort of an elaborate game.
The TWIF audience, they're a lovely bunch of people, but I can't say that
They're busy people. They have places to go. Yeah.
They've got work that they're ditching right now to watch us. We appreciate it.
No, you guys got to tune in next week. This is going to be a fun game.
I'm excited. I don't even know what it is. I have no idea.
And I'm not going to tell you because you'll be able to study up on it if I tell you.
Ah.
It's a one-time only game.
Just blindside me. Hit me in the head with the trombone. Just smack me in the face with a trombone.
A rusty one.
Coming. No. Just a regular.
just before we play Tweetbeat, let's show the picture of the elf, the guy who is wearing the elf costume, who went to sit on Santa's lap and said that he had dynamite under his elf costume. He was going to blow up Santa and everyone else in the mall. Just let's show the picture because I like it.
Well, because he's your people. See, you throw these curveballs.
See, look at the eyes.
Hello, lovely.
Look at the eyes.
Hello, that's crazy eyes.
Crazy. That is crazy.
Oh. Now, do you think drugs are involved, or he just looks like that?
I don't know.
Is it possible to look like that without drugs?
Sarah, I hope drugs are involved.
Yes.
Because why else? Would you look that way, or would you be dressing like an elf and going and threatening to blow up Santa Claus in a mall?
When he said he had dynamite under his costume, did he mean his groin? Like, boom goes dynamite, Santa? Or was he like saying he was like
carrying dynamite? Who carries dynamite anymore?
Did he sit on Santa's lap?
Yeah.
He's a grown man. If I was a mall Santa, I'd be like, dude, you are not sitting on my lap.
No way would I let that guy anywhere near my lap.
No way. Look at him. Elf costume or not? Elf costume might have actually
helped.
No. Not that, dude. Sorry, dude, but you are not getting
it. It's like he needs a good shampooing.
Maybe a trim, too. Just let's clean you up a little bit.
All right, everyone. I'm sure you all read about the cave-dwelling brothers, so we're not going to get into that one. The ones who inherited $7 billion, they live in a cave. Great story. Look it up. You can deal with that one yourself.
They can afford it. Meantime, that's why they live in a cave. Rest of us can't afford that.
They say now that they hope they're going to be able to get married because they can like fancy up their cave and women will come over now. Let's play Tweetbeat.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tweetbeat. Mr. Martin Sargent, Tweetbeat. Are you
I hit my arm.
Yeah, I saw that. Dude, I pulled a muscle on my back earlier this week. I'm on several muscle relaxers right now, and I can even get through the Tweetbeat dance. So you are pathetic.
I just hit the corner of this bookshelf.
Well, try not to do that next time.
Really bad. Hey, everyone, it's time to play the game the whole internet is buzzing about. I call it Tweetbeat. Let me explain how the games work. Okay, Sarah? I'm going to give you two words or phrases that sound to the ear similar. All you have to do is tell me which one of those two words or phrases was tweeted more times in the past 24 hours or in the parlance of the game, which has a louder tweet beat. Do you understand? Because I would like to give you an example just to make sure you understand how the game works.
An example would be good just to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
It's kind of a weird concept. Yeah.
For example, if I said, which has a louder tweet beat, Tiger Woods or canned goods, you would probably say
Tiger Woods, because I don't know. I don't even know what that story is about at this point, but something about a wife and a golf club or something.
Tiger,
but I know that people are talking about it probably more than, you know, tomato paste. So,
I always thought he was a good driver.
My cab driver the other day was trying to make some jokes about Tiger Woods, and it just
said that.
I'm That's sick terrible. Of it all.
I'm so
he cheated.
All right, so I'm going to... I'm going to give you three of these things. Best two out of three wins. What are we going to play for?
Martin, usually in the past, historically, we have played for drinks. Now,
yeah.
I am not going to assume that you're interested in anything like that.
Well,
but
guess
if it
what,
was something
Sarah?
That you felt agreeable toward, I might suggest drinks.
Historically, we have. Well, you're in luck because I'm a real history buff.
Okay. History repeats itself, doesn't it?
It sure
Nature
does.
Versus nurture. Or something.
Somebody look up canned goods, see how many times it has been tweeted in the past 24 hours, because now I'm curious.
Well, it's funny. Okay. The chat, half the people in the chat room were like, canned goods? That's ridiculous. It was an example, people.
It was an example.
It's not actually the game
it's
yet.
It's supposed to be an obvious one. When I give the example
right.
of how to play the game, it's supposed to be like way out of proportion. That's the
so
idea.
That it's very obvious as to how the game works.
I mean,
we
is no one else in this
it
audience?
Out for you.
I do. Are we? Do we have no other game masters out there? Sad. All right. Are you ready for your first test? Oh, by the way, I perform these metrics during my noontime meal. Today.
Molly made for you.
No, she didn't.
It's a good thing she agreed
I
to
had,
marry you
I had
because
to pull
you
my
are
own chicken
insufferable.
Lunch. I had
you
to pull my own chicken.
You insist on having meals brought to you. You know, you clap.
I got a chicken yesterday and I pulled it all out. It was the best sandwich I ever had.
Yesterday? What are you, back in Rochester?
You ever go to Valencia Pizza Pasta?
Is that the one that I went to the other day and it wasn't that good? You told me it was like the best pizza in town. It was not.
No.
Valencia pizza pasta. No, that's different.
Valencia, it's
no,
really
I
good. I've never even gotten pizza or pasta there.
Okay.
I got yesterday I had a roast chicken. It was amazing. Okay. What pizza place did I tell you to go to? Oh,
it
Arendelle. Are you kidding? Arendelle's great.
It's not.
Ugh. You're a stupid person.
It's no mythic, all right?
Oh, mythic.
You
Come
keep your
on,
pizza,
hate?
But it's no it's no lower hate pesto pizza with mushrooms.
Pizza. That pizza's got too much girth. You can't even fit that pizza in your mouth.
Some of us like girth.
Yeah, I know. You could fit anything in your mouth.
Some of us literally need it at this point, or you're not going to feel anything.
Are you ready for your first challenge or what?
Yeah, I am.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Donut hole or going to Rose Bowl? Donut hole or going to Rose Bowl?
All right, let's talk this through. Donut hole.
Wait a minute. You're starting to do that thing with your mic.
Oh, okay. Let me unplug.
Why do they call it Cylon? Like, everyone's got to have, like, this science fiction. Oh, it is starting to Cylon.
How's this now?
That's better. All right.
Okay. So let's talk this through. Donut hole. I just can't think of... I haven't read about any donut hole news. Doesn't mean there hasn't been any. Like, maybe, like, some guy, like, stole some donut holes and it got retweeted a bunch of times. Going to Rose Bowl... Wouldn't it be going to the Rose Bowl? Wouldn't that be more of what you would say, going to the Rose Bowl rather than going to Rose Bowl?
Unless you're saying, like, the Ducks are going to the Rose Bowl. They're going to the Rose Bowl.
You just made my point for me.
Oh, wait a minute. It is going to the Rose Bowl. Sorry. I misread it. It
sure?
is going to the Rose Bowl. That's what I did the metric on. It's going to the Rose Bowl. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm doing your job for you, obviously.
Yeah.
donut hole. You were on the show too. I actually have seen someone dressed as a donut hole recently.
Jelly D.
Well, he
it's
he
not
was
a
the
donut hole. It's Stephanie Mac Smack was the.
I don't know if we're. It's not out yet. I don't know.
Well, we'll just give them a little plug on Monday. Is it on Monday that it comes out?
Yeah, it'll be this month, this coming Monday.
Watch the dig, Bill, because Sarah and I are both on it.
We're both on it,
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either, and
I freaked out on that episode though. I totally freaked out on Andrew Bancroft.
I'm glad.
I mean, it's so embarrassing.
I did some singing. I don't want to give away too much, but I did do some singing.
It's the only time I'll promote Revision 3 is when I'm having an appearance on it.
There's no other reason.
They didn't even
I would never promote them otherwise, unless I was promoting myself. That's how life works. Come on now.
I didn't even promote myself. Did they pay you for that? I didn't get paid.
No. No, it was an appearance. We weren't We weren't hosting. We were just doing an appearance.
Anyway.
It was generous.
Donut hole or going to the Rose Bowl?
I'm going to go with going to the Rose Bowl.
Now, before you make that claim, do you have any idea what donut hole refers to?
No.
The coverage gap in the Medicare Part D health plan. It's the difference in your initial coverage limit and the catastrophic coverage threshold that old people are worried about. So, for example, if you start to pay... The Medicare Part D will cover, say, like $2,000 in prescriptions, but then there's the donut hole, which is in between the $2,000. Then they stop paying, and until you get to the catastrophic level, which is, say, $4,500, you got that $2,500 donut hole that has to come out of your pocket.
Well, I learned something new, but I still feel like people on Twitter would be talking about the Rose Bowl more than this. So I'm going to go with going to the Rose Bowl. That's what I'm going to say. And by the way, the guy in the chat room who says we're half-assing it today, no one's putting a gun to your head. I find the show very enjoyable.
You could go get some Windows Weekly crap on iTunes right now. Go
go get yourself a slice of pizza and watch some Security Now.
I'm sure there's a great episode of This Week in Biotech waiting for you, bucko. All right. Is that your final answer?
Science Hour's going anywhere.
Jesus. Worst twiff ever.
Bunch of whiners.
I know. Seriously. How much did you pay for it? probably more than I'm getting paid for it.
Going to the Rose Bowl. Final answer. God.
Final answer. Judges! You are incorrect! Donut hole 182 going to the Rose Bowl 47.
Oh my gosh. I really bombed on that one.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I'm ashamed, humiliated.
I mean, it was a good guess. I mean, going to the Rose Bowl. I mean, you would think that a lot of people would. Okay, you're 0-1.
Great.
Are you ready for your next challenge?
Yes.
Bar opens in 48 minutes, by the way. Okay, here is your next challenge.
Thank God.
Which has a louder tweet beat? Buffalo Bills or Obama ecstasy pills? Buffalo Bills or Obama ecstasy pills? Which has a louder tweet beat?
So, Buffalo Bills, football team from Buffalo, historically never win Super Bowls.
Shut up.
And your chosen team, horrible team to have, but whatever, Buffalo Bills or Obama ecstasy pills. And I know that there are ecstasy pills that are going around that say, like, what is it? Like, they say it's like hope or something on them.
They actually have a picture of Barack Obama's face on them.
Okay. So, but they're calling them like the hope pill or whatever.
I'm sure Colleen could pull up a picture.
Let's get some hope up in this bee or whatever kids who do ecstasy say. I'm a little out of the loop on that.
There's also Obama blotter acid out there, believe it or not.
That's what I heard about. I heard about the Obama
acid. You saw that one, but there's also the ecstasy pills.
Are there, or are you trying to trick me? Because I did see something about Obama acid. By the way,
who is doing LSD
right now? Seriously. People are still doing LSD.
You know, there they are right there. There's the Obama ecstasy pills. They look like Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah, they do. I'd eat it.
When I was up in Prescott, Arizona, which is where Whiskey Row is, we're drinking at this place. What was the name of that place? Do you remember? I don't remember
Whiskey
either.
Whiskey House.
But we're there, and like we're the youngest people in there, but it was so much fun, though. There was this old lady and her like boyfriend. They were probably like 60, something like that. And the lady's like smoking cigarettes. She goes, "Yeah, after Thanksgiving dinner, we just went back to my house. We dropped some acid." So then she says, "But I prefer mushrooms." It was awesome. 60-something years old.
I don't know. I obviously am not hanging with the cool crowd. But I just didn't think LSD was like something that was prevalent, really. I thought that was kind of over. I don't know. I thought everybody was moving on to the ecstasy. It's more fun if you ask me. So I read. So Obama ecstasy pills or Buffalo Bills. So, okay, Buffalo Bills, whatever. You care about the Bills more than I do, but people would say the Bills, you know, real fans. And if I don't know if they won last week or whatever, I didn't pay any attention, but I'm going to go with, nothing really feels right, but I'm going to go with Obama ecstasy pills because 'tis the season, you know, to be ecstatic. Christmas is coming. So that's my choice.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the final answer, huh?
Yeah. I don't feel confident, but I've got to make a choice, you know, it's Sarah's choice.
Final answer.
We should rename the game Sarah's Choice. It's my final answer. Obama ecstasy pills.
Apparently you didn't see the Bills-Jets game last night. Judges, you are incorrect.
No, I didn't. What happened?
Bills got their asses kicked, but it was a Thursday night game. Buffalo Bills, 654. Obama ecstasy pills, 132.
Oh, God, I'm awful today.
Yeah, you
sure
are.
I'm just pathetic and sick. Gross. Dirty. Hate myself.
Well, you're 0-2.
Well, I lost. Unless we want to, what do we call it? Double down?
Double or nothing.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I don't want to do double or nothing. I don't like to gamble.
Well,
all right, I'll do it because I have so much confidence in your being bad at this game today. I will do it.
Double or nothing. Let's do it like they do in Vegas. Roll the dice or cards. I don't know. I don't know the gambling lingo.
Here is your final challenge. Which has a louder tweet beat? Arlington Mayor or Please Say a Prayer? Arlington Mayor or Please Say a Prayer?
Arlington mayor, or please say a prayer. Arlington mayor.
Hold on. Web3855, get the hell out of the chat room. Thank you.
Don't even feed the trolls, really. They want you. They want you to say their stupid fake little handle on the show. Web3855.
It's not even a good handle.
No, it's actually what people
kick
do.
Kick that guy out, moderator. I've had it.
Actually, pick a name. Somebody kick that dude. Get out of here. It's totally a dude. You can tell.
He got kicked out.
I love it. Thanks, Mick. Mick kicked him out. It's fun to feel powerful, isn't it?
You know? No, it's kind of neat.
You're like, that All guy right. called me a name. Kick him out of here. And then they do. Awesome. Thank you. We appreciate that. Mick for Prez. Mick for Arlington Mayor.
Said,
Arlington
said, how long before how long before Leo canned this show? Ooh, I love Leo.
Don't feed. Let him starve to death.
Oh, you know what? I have not listened to Brushwood's new show on Twit to answer
your question. Not safe for work?
Yeah. I haven't listened to it yet. It's probably great. Brian's very talented. I'm sure it's excellent.
He's very talented. You know what? We should be listening to it because it's our network.
I think it's only been one or two episodes. I just haven't had a chance with the holidays and that whole...
And the wedding
whole
planning.
That engagement boondoggle.
Who's got the time? If I'm not best man, I'm going to be pissed. I wasn't kidding about that. So just keep it in mind.
What?
If you want to keep doing the show, I want to be best man.
Okay.
I
was actually going to have Jeff Rizzo be best man.
Oh. He's a CP-er too. Peeing all over the place.
All right, come on. Did I even tell
you Arlington Mayor three times, and you keep talking to the people in the chat room. Yes,
okay.
Arlington Mayor final answer.
Why? Tell me why you're going to say Arlington Mayor.
Because Arlington National Cemetery is a very historical place.
Jesus Christ.
And because, what was the other one besides Arlington Mayor?
You say a prayer.
And that, I don't know. I just don't, that one doesn't appeal to me. Somebody told me to say a prayer the other day and that everything wrong in my life would be okay. And I really resented it because,
I've done a little bit of that
and it didn't work.
That's those garbage prayer things that people have you do. Well, I asked everyone in the chat room to send good thoughts or prayers, whatever you want, for my mom, who is in the hospital, also my friend Kevin, who got in a terrible motorcycle wreck. They're both out of the hospital a few days later, so say what you will.
All right, the power of Twitter.
I personally take responsibility. I take credit for getting them both out of the hospital in my tweet, the power of my tweet. Nothing to do with the divinity of whoever's up
just
there.
Just like a prayer.
My tweet.
Your voice can take me there.
Oh, Kevin Rose was not in a motorcycle wreck.
You are a mystery, just like a dream. You're one of all just seem.
Shut up. All right. Arlington Mayor, please say a prayer.
Arlington Mayor, for the love of God, end this game.
Final?
Yes.
You are! Well, let me explain to you why. You don't even know Arlington Mayor.
Am I correct?
Arlington Mayor. There is a mayor in the town of Arlington, Tennessee, who is so pissed off that the Charlie Brown Christmas special was preempted by Obama's speech about the surge into Afghanistan on Tuesday night, that he claimed that it was Obama and his Muslim plot to quell Christianity, and that's why he decided to have his speech on that night. His speech about invading a Muslim country.
Looks like somebody's buying somebody some drinks. Am I correct or am I incorrect?
Judges!
I can't hear you.
My thing came undone there for a second.
But you mouthed, I am correct.
That's all the time we have for this episode of TWIF. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening, for watching. Really? We sure
doodling
do.
Doodling our names on your notepads at school. Thanks.
All right. For those of you who are listening on iTunes, yes, she won that one. If you were watching the thing, then you could see that it was a funny joke that I just did. But
wait a second. So I won. I won Tweet Beat.
No, it's a tie because it was double or nothing. So it becomes nothing.
No, no. It becomes double. It becomes you owe
nothing.
Me two drinks.
It would be double for me if I had won the last one. Do you not know anything?
Do you not know anything? By the way, I think that...
It's double or not. I was up 2-0. So if I won, it would have become double 4-0 or nothing.
Speaking in riddles and rhymes, and all I know is that I drink for free. You know what? You're getting married, and all I do is sit at home and cry every night. So I deserve a couple of drinks.
You're so jealous of her.
Oh, my God.
Admit it.
Billy Marty.
Admit it.
I am just... You know what? I will admit it. I wanted to marry you so badly, and I am just torn to
pieces. Thank you. Judges, you are correct.
Please. I could have had that a long time ago if I wanted it.
See you at the bar?
Yeah, see you at the bar.
All right. Hey, everyone, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Until next time, have fun.
Whoop out.